Texte numéro 52. Looking for wedge from Spain, Catalonia bans bullfighting. Lawmakers in the northeastern Spanish region of Catalonia voted to ban bullfighting on Wednesday, dealing the most significant blow so far to a tradition considered by many Spaniards to be an essential part of their cultural heritage. The ban was hailed as a major victory by animal welfare groups that have long crusaded against what they consider to be a barbaric practice. This is a historic day for all those who have worked to promote animal rights in a modern society like ours, said a representative of an animal rights organisation. This is not about politics and Catalan identity, but about ethics and showing that it's simply wrong to enjoy watching an animal getting killed in public. But bullfighters were unhappy about the vote. One of them criticised the ban as politically oriented. Bullfighting is an art, and Catalonia is abandoning, for ridiculous political reasons, the tradition and culture that makes Spain so special, he said. While recognising that such a ban suited their broader separation goals, some lawmakers also emphasised that animal welfare had developed into a major concern. This is not an attack against Spain, but evidence that we, Catalans, support and share more advanced values with the rest of Europe, said a lawmaker from a Catalan party. We can be proud to have demonstrated that Catalonia has a more dignified and respectful society that believes in eliminating the torture and suffering of animals. Lawmakers from Spain's largest centre-right group led the opposition to the ban, citing political, cultural, as well as economic grounds. The party's leading spokesman and representative in the European Parliament said the ban was proof of a separatist assault from Catalonia and reflected the profound national crisis that Spain is enduring. In the weeks leading to the Catalonia ban, there was fierce lobbying on both sides, with supporters of bullfighting warning that they would take legal action against any move that would breach basic rights, including the right to work, enshrined in the Spanish Constitution. Some argued that a ban would be akin to prohibiting painting, because bullfighters regularly receive national arts awards and their activities form part of the cultural coverage of newspapers and other media. Barcelona must now decide what to do with La Monumental, one of the world's leading bull rings. And the bullfighting sector is expected to try to claim hundreds of millions of dollars to offset losses resulting from the ban, although that figure has been contested by opponents of bullfighting. Adapted from the International Tribune, July 2010.